Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are an old man.
I'm an old man.
Goodness gracious. 6 years.
23 years old, man. It's crazy.
Well, don't worry about it. There's like half of Utah's team is like 24 or 25.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about that. So entering your sixth year, what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, man, especially with all the coaching changes, just looking forward to building those relationships with the new coaches and just building a winning culture for the guys to come after me to really, really learn from and really get into. So, yeah, really looking forward to that.
It's been a weird few years at Washington.
Yeah.
You've gone through some coaching changes. Coach Pete out, Jimmy Lake in, mm-hmm. probably recruited you and coached you on the defensive side. Now he is gone, Coach DeBoer's in. Kind of paint us a picture for how things are up on the lake.
The change is crazy. So change is, I feel like change is the name of the game right now. And just for me personally, like I moved from receiver to DB and, you know, learning how to run routes and now learning how to backpedal and going through all these coaching changes. And, I mean, change is really the name of the game. Like you get a change of – sudden change of offense to defense, change of schedule, and all these things it just prepares you, right? From when the coaching changes happen, it just prepares you. Like you're so in tune, you're so adapted to change that when it comes, it's natural.
Well, I'm gonna guess there wasn't a big culture change between Coach Pete and Coach Lake. Maybe a little, but you know there was a lot of similarities, staff.
Yeah.
But now you've got a new face in there. It's a new coach. A lot of new coaches on that staff now.
Right.
What's that like? Has it taken yet? Because sometimes it takes a little time to create a new culture.
No doubt.
What's it like with Coach DeBoer?
I think a lot of the older guys have really embraced the culture from the past, from Coach Pete and Coach Lake, and kind of brought it over and somehow mended it with Coach DeBoer, and me and a lot of the older guys have been in communication with DeBoer and just kind of talking about what the culture is going to look like, what it's supposed to look like. And we kind of came up with a game plan to see what we can do about that. And, I mean, it's been going well. We've been doing a lot of team building exercises, trying to get the culture right, trying to get the brotherhood tight. And, you know, Coach DeBoer is all he's more ears than anything. He just wants to hear feedback from us and, you know, see what we want as a football program.
Washington DB Alex Cook with us here live in L.A. at Pac-12 Media Day. It's weird to say this because Washington, as you know, for forever it seems like, it's been all about the secondary. I mean, you guys have put so many dudes in the NFL in recent years. You're the only guy returning in the secondary with any real experience. That's odd at Washington.
Yeah, I mean that's really a testament to the guys who've been on the team last year, like the guys who played and they went to the NFL, right? And I think as years come to, you'll see a lot more guys go too. And I think our culture, our standard in the secondary is special. A lot of us coach each other. Our position coaches, they're on us all the time, but a lot of the criticism comes from one another, and I think that's one of the most special things about this program.
How's it for you now? I mean, there have been so many dudes, you know, McDuffie and some of these other guys in recent – now you're that guy in the room. Are you ready to kind of assume that mantle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of – I wouldn't say it's a lot of pressure because, you know, it's just kind of what we do, right?
Is it the next logical step for you? I mean, you kind of paid your dues, listened to the Gordons and the McDuffies and some of those guys, and now it's your turn to kind of pass those lessons along?
Yeah, it's so funny because those guys are younger than me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm the voice of the Utes, and I love watching good football, but I'm a huge Chiefs fan too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping
I'm hoping
your guy Trent can really have a good year
this
year.
Trent's going to have a special year, yeah. And you'll see Kyler's going to be special, just like how Byron Murphy's special, just how special Elijah Molden and Keith Taylor. Keith Taylor's balling with the Carolina Panthers. He's on Instagram taking over. So, yeah, Buda Baker, Taylor Rapp just got him a Super Bowl. So, I mean, it's kind of the tradition, just DBs balling out.
So we're talking to Alex Cook. What's the expectation? Because for the first time in a long time, it doesn't feel like Washington, at least on the outside, is being mentioned as, say, a favorite in – I know that the North and South thing is done now, but, you know, there's still regular season. Kind of feels like Oregon and then everybody else battling. So what's your guys' mentality heading into the season? What's kind of the goal as you guys get ready for this year, knowing it's a kind of a year of change with a new staff and things coming in?
Yeah, just like you said, nobody's looking at us to do anything, and that's just how I love it. I love it just like that. I don't want anybody to put – target on our back, because we're going to be working underground. We're the underground guys right now. So, I mean, you're going to see a lot of surprises from this Washington team. A lot of young guys stepping up, making plays, and it's just going to be a special year. It's a year where we kind of Coach DeBoer and his staff kind of reveal a lot about themselves and who they are as football coaches and who we are as a program.
So it's just you and me talking here. Nobody on the radio, nobody else is listening. Who's going to be the starting quarterback? See, it's just us. Just us.
I will say this. We have some talented quarterbacks. We got Dylan Morris, who's been balling out. We got Mike Penix, who's been balling out. Sam Hewitt, who is an absolute stud. So, I mean, it's hard to say, like, honestly, I was talking to my teammate the other day, and he asked me who's the better quarterback, and it's so hard to say because all of them are doing so good right now. But I think what's going to separate the starter from the backups is who makes more plays in camp.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
And you could have a role in that, Alex.
Yeah.
You pick somebody off in camp, you might keep their chances of being the starting quarterback down a little bit. You play a role in that, too.
I do. That's funny. That's so funny you said that.
It's on the other side. So give me your view on the conference overall before I let you go. This year, Utah's a favorite this year. Mm-hmm. Oregon, SC, UCLA kind of behind them a little bit. I don't think you guys, we don't see Washington this year. Utah doesn't play Washington, at least in the regular season this year, although those games have been fun.
I'll
tell you what, those games, crazy. The Pac-12 championship game was, you mentioned Byron Murphy. Utah fans still have nightmares about the wide receiver falling. I don't know if Byron ever had an easier interception in his life. That ball just fell right in his arms. And I know you were there because you've been around since one of the Sam Hewitt's dad was playing. Yeah. You're probably in the same class as Damon. But anyway, the games have been fun, but we won't play this year. Give me your thought on the conference overall.
Conference is crazy. It's so hard to say who's going to win it because nobody thought Colorado in 2016 was going to do anything, right? Nobody thought Washington was going to do anything that year. They ended up going to the CFP. But, you know, the Pac-12 is crazy. Everybody beats everybody, as we know. You can be 8-0, and you can lose to a team that's 0-8. It's so crazy.
I always say this league cannibalizes its own. League in the country eats its own like the Pac-12 does.
Exactly. So it's so hard to say who's going to come out on top and who's going to do well because, as we know, Arizona hasn't been that well for the past 2 years, and they could surprise a lot of people. They could be in the Pac-12 championship.
They gave Utah all they wanted for three quarters last year down in Tucson.
So did us. They gave us a run for our money, too. So it's so hard to say.
Hey, good to meet you.
Good to meet you,
Have
too.
A good I'm assuming senior season?
Senior season. Yep.
Super senior season. Enjoy it. Stay healthy. I'll see you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Cook, defensive back, University of Washington. His teammate.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.